Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and it's time now to catch up with the Honourable Steve Martin, MLC, Liberal Party member for the Agricultural Region. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Tom.
So, Steve, welcome to the show. Great to have you on board for a bit of a chat this morning. And can you start off by just giving us a quick introduction to your good self?
Thanks, Tom. I've been a long time listener to Rural Focus, so it's great to be on the program officially. So I was sworn into the WA Parliament on the 24th of May, and I've now spent about 3 weeks in the Parliament. It's all been a bit of a rush, but I'm learning as fast as I can. I'm from Wickapen originally, where my family have farmed for three generations. I've been a local Shire councillor and Shire president at Wickapen. Before being fortunate enough to get elected at the March election, I represent the Liberal Party and the people of the Ag region in the Legislative Council.
Yes, okay, so this is going to be a big learning curve, but you've had some Shire experience there, which has been very helpful, I would imagine. But just talking about that Ag region ticket, what area does that cover specifically?
I'm learning as fast as I can, Tom, you're right. The Ag region covers a large area of the state, from Cranbrook in the south, in the Great Southern, across to Esperance on the south coast, and all the way up through the Wheatbelt and Midwest to Northampton. Some of our major industries are mining, tourism, horticulture, and, of course, agriculture. And I have to say our greatest resource, of course, is our people, and I look forward to representing all of you in the Parliament.
Yes, okay. And look, there's a lot of things to represent out and about the place as well, as you well know, Steve, coming from a farm yourself. So, look, the first 3 weeks, I'm sure they've been a bit of a head spin, but what have you found so far?
There's certainly a lot going on in the new Parliament, Tom, but I'd like to bring your listeners' attention to just one important issue that will directly affect them and has come up immediately. The Labor government is undertaking a review of the upper house and its voting system, and we are very concerned that the outcome of that review will be less regional voices in the Parliament, and that's a long-held goal of the Labor Party. Despite the Premier denying a number of times during the election campaign that he planned to look at this issue, it was almost his first order of business after the new Parliament opened. He is suggesting that our current system of voting is unfair. Regional people get more of a say than people in the metropolitan area, unfortunately. Of course, there's a number of ways to define fair, and I would suggest that regional people don't get a fair go in areas such as road safety, mobile and internet coverage, or healthcare. So if the Premier gets his way and there will be less regional voices in Parliament, these issues and others will be ignored by an increasingly metro-centric government.
Yes, no, thank you for bringing that one up, Steve. We are the listeners here. I think we're pretty well aware about this one. We've been talking about it quite a bit, but it is a very, very important topic. It cannot be said too many times. And I suppose from your perspective, Steve, what is it that the listeners can do to help get their voices heard a little bit more on this one, or just put their best foot forward to do what they can?
Tom, we've organised a number of petitions, so keep an eye out in your local communities. I would suggest get in touch with your local Labor member of Parliament. If you have one in the upper house, for example, or if you have a local Labor member of Parliament in the lower house, get in touch with them and find out what they intend to do. Do they actually think there are too many regional voices in Western Australia? Get involved. Ring your member of Parliament, write to the Premier, email the Premier, write letters to the editor, and let people, especially people in metropolitan Perth, that you think this is a serious issue.
Yes, no, it is. It's a very serious issue, and I think that's some great advice there as well, Steve. Well, look, it's been great chatting with you this morning, and I'm sure we'll get you back on to chat about a lot of these issues as we go through, because that's just the surface. As we all know, Steve, there's a lot of other issues in the agricultural regions that we want to get fixed and resolved as best as we possibly can, as fast as we possibly can, heading into harvest especially. So we wish you all the best there in Parliament, and we look forward to continuing the discussion.
Thank you very much, Tom. Look forward to being a regular on the program.